Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call Cal Hope at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. If you want to listen live, all you have to do is download the iHeartRadio app and search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Also, if you want to catch this show on video, be sure to check out Zumo TV, channel 719. That's where you can find Sports Grid's Fantasy Sports Network. Enjoy the show, and thanks so much for listening.
It's The Early Line with Joe Ranieri and Dane Martinez.
Line up, learners!
All right, here we go, hour number two on this Monday, February the 24th. Welcome in, and a lot of celebrating going on, Dane. It is the anniversary, and it's hard to believe, but the Miracle on Ice, 1980,
yes.
The U.S.
Do you
Olympic,
believe in miracles?
That is just, and it was funny. I read an article about they were trying to figure out, they were putting it together. Vegas didn't allow back in the day betting on the Olympics. So there are some guys that have been researching, trying to figure out exactly what some of the local bookmakers had and what, you know, how big an underdog were they? And I mean, the Soviet Union was basically minus 200 to win gold in that particular year in that tournament. So they were minus 2000. You had the United States was 12-1 would have been the opening line. They figured 12-1. It closed with the U.S. 10-1 in order to be able to take down the Soviet Union. So they were a minus 1600 favorite. And of course, the United States was plus. They were 10-1 in that match. But it seems like it was a monumental upset at the time just because of it was this. So we at that time, it was all. It wasn't the pros. You didn't have, you know, Sidney Crosby's of the world. Right. You just didn't. It was a bunch of ragtag guys that, here we go. We're going to get our asses handed to us again. Here we go. Plus, we're taking on all the pros from the Soviet Union.
Yeah. And didn't they, 2 weeks earlier, beat the Americans, 7-0 or something like that?
Yep. Yeah. They had no business being, and it was funny, even Herb Brooks there, the coach, even said afterwards, he's like, listen, we play this game 9 more times, we're probably losing all 9. But again, it just get it done. Exactly. You got to get her done. He says, we lose this game 9 out of 10 times, but not tonight, not for this game. Unbelievable. And now we're looking at 40 years, which is kind of crazy. They were out in Vegas there for the NASCAR race, which Joey Logano wins again. Congratulations there for the second year in a row. They had them out there. It was pretty cool stuff. We'll get Dan Strappin in here. We'll do some headlines. We'll come back and talk 40 years. 40 years that's been. Holy crap.
That's good.
I feel old. We'll do that next on the grid. God.
In the NBA, forward Markieff Morris did clear waivers on Sunday. He signed with the LA Lakers, who had waived DeMarcus Cousins to open a spot on the roster. The team did announce this on Sunday. The Lakers signed Morris via the $1.75 million disabled player exception they received for Cousins earlier this year. Top performers from the NBA on Sunday, Bradley Beal in a losing effort. 53 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists. He shot 5 of 11 from 3-point range in 39 minutes as the Bulls beat the Washington Wizards 126-117. CJ McCollum, 41 points, 9 rebounds, 12 assists in a winning effort over those Pistons. Formerly Markieff Morris' team, 107-104. And Jason Tatum could not put the Celtics over the top against the Lakers. 41 points, 2 assists, 5 rebounds as LeBron James hit a game winner, 114-112, the final there. Moving on in some spring training news, Chris Davis of the A's is dealing with a minor calf issue. He'll be eased into action this spring. Manager Bob Melvin did describe it as very minor, and said the team was planning to take it easy on the designated hitter anyway. Eugenio Suarez of the Reds will begin throwing and taking batting practice this week. Suarez had shoulder surgery in January after injuring himself in a swimming pool. Jesse Winker left Sunday's Cactus League game against the White Sox after being hit in the left hand. He said after the contest that he was fine. At the WGC Mexico Championship, Patrick Reed was two shots behind with four holes to play before he ran off three straight birdies to overtake a faltering Bryson DeChambeau, closing with a 4-under-67 for his second World Golf Championship title. And circling back to baseball, as discussed last hour, a bit of a curveball in a story published on TheAthletic.com. Interesting news about new Diamondback star Madison Bumgarner. According to the report, the World Series lefty has been competing in rodeo events under a pseudonym. So if you're drafting a fantasy baseball team, be sure to look out for Bumgarner or Mason Saunders. I'm Dan Strapper, and this has been your Sports Grid News Update.
Thanks, Dan. Yeah, it's just does not surprise me with Madison Bumgarner. Some dudes are just a few fries short of a Happy Meal, and he is definitely one of those guys. But yeah, I tell you, baseball, Dan, it's back, man. You kind of had the excitement down here in South Florida. It's the fields of the Nationals and the Astros are housed in one building. About 5 minutes up the road, you got the Marlins and the Cardinals in one building. You know, you go up a little further, you got the Mets. And on the West Coast, of course, you got the Yankees, you got the Red Sox, you got the Pirates. It's there's something about spring training this time of year, starting to see a lot of fans come rolling into town this time of year. I mean, let's face it, if you're a Cardinals fan, every year on you book a trip to South Florida so you can go see spring training because it's 12 degrees where they are. So it's a fun time. And I got to tell you, I'm getting that baseball bug. We're going to go ahead and talk some of the National League West win totals. We'll do that coming up. But it just feels like I'm starting, and maybe it's because baseball's been a topic of conversation now, really, since the beginning of the year, which is kind of unusual. All of a sudden, seeing highlights again, I'm excited, man. I love handicapping Major League Baseball. It's not something for the faint of heart. It's not something you can do 1 week. I mean, you've got to dedicate yourself to 162 games, guys. But if you're willing to do it, I know a lot of guys that are like, once basketball's out, like, I need a break before football. That's all right. Give me baseball, Dane. It's starting to hit me now. I'm going, wow, it's here, man. Yankee baseball, it's back, man. It is back.
It certainly is. You mentioned the Yankees. Hopefully they can make it through spring training without any more injuries. You know, Luis Severino, it looks like, getting shut down. We already heard about Paxton and his back. So, you know, everybody thinks that they're like a fait accompli to win 100 games and win this division. Not if three-fifths of their starting rotation is out of there. I'll tell you that. The other thing fans are getting ready to do is to start heckling the Astros. We saw a guy banging garbage cans behind batting practice, signs getting taken away. And I think you may have heard on the network, Joe, I'm starting a hashtag Buzz Altuve campaign where I'm going to get dozens of buzzers. You can get them on Amazon. Just hand them out to fans and trust that something amazing will happen come Altuve's first at bat. I got a website. We got people. I'm trying to rally the campaign. I'm going to get a Kickstarter to have people buy dozens and dozens of buzzers to rain down on Altuve all year long. How the Astros respond to this will be interesting. If the Yankees can stay healthy, will be interesting as well. And then you talk about Madison Bumgarner rodeoing, you know, riding bulls. How come this didn't work out with Yoenis Cespedes, Joe? Like, wasn't he just playing with animals also? And, like, for Mad Bum, it's like, he's a good old country buck, whatever.
Yes.
Cespedes, though, is like a bumble fool.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, wild boar, a little bit, bit different.
I mean, bull riding, though, Joe, the rodeo, that ain't easy. That's not in his contract. He doesn't have a clause that he shouldn't be riding a bull in his contract.
Well, he had gotten, remember he got messed up for, was it a motorcycle, a dirt bike accident years back too, where it's like, dude, what are you doing on dirt bikes? Like, what are you racing dirt? Like, this guy is just, but you know what? At this point in his career, it's like, this is who he has always been, you know, outside of the dirt bike accident. It is what he was. And from what I understand and all the stories written about him is that Bumgarner is truly a country guy. Like, he is who...
He's in the backwoods with his axe, you know, like Paul Bunyan, I'm telling you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, he'd go, like, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, like,
there
Montana.
You go.
He'd be the Unabomber kind of guy, like build a little shed out. And he'd have no problem living off the land. That's just who he is. And listen, it's worked great for him to this point. If I'm the Arizona Diamondbacks, I got to get a little used to Madison Bumgarner because he's not necessarily the guy that everyone might think he is. But as long as he wins games in Arizona, he's going to be just fine. But you mentioned the Altuve's and a buzz. First game over the weekend on Saturday, it was a Astros home game, and the boos, man, came ringing down, man. So, and if that's your home game, and there are a lot of Astros fans in town too, guys.
This is going to wear on them all season long, Joe. This is going to wear on them all season long.
It was funny. The conversation was brought up where if I'm the Astros, and what I would love is I would love the Astros. You're already the villain, Dane, right? Like, there's no way around it, guys. You are the villain.
Embrace it.
That's right. Villain, man.
Wear the black hat. That's
fat
right.
Flips. I'm talking. I
yep.
mean,
that's the way to go.
It. And from what I understand, the guys, the makeup of this team, most of these guys, that's kind of who they are anyway. And there really isn't a lot of remorse behind the scenes.
No.
If they embrace the villain, Dane,
they got their World Series ring.
162 games of must-watch television for Altuve to take his shirt off on one game-winning home run or game hit this year. I would just be like, bravo, Astros, bravo, man.
That is one way they could do it. And I think Correa's showing it, right? He's coming out there telling Bellinger he needs to shut the F up if he doesn't know the facts. Like, you're right, Joe. You know how I say in baseball going into the trade deadlines, teams have to look themselves in the mirror and know who they are? Well, the Astros have to do it this way. They can try to be like, we apologize, blah, blah. Players, teams, the fans, they ain't trying to hear it. So be like a WWF bad guy and embrace it.
Embrace it. Be great for Major League Baseball. Must watch television. Altuve ripping the jersey off, first game-winning hit.
I can see that.
We'll talk some betting spring training baseball if you're so inclined. We'll do that coming up next year on The Crib.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. Worrying about physical separation, your own health, and the health of family and friends can weigh heavily on you. But with the help of CalHOPE, you can get important mental health resources and information to help you find your way in these difficult times. Call 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. HOPE will persevere.
Supervillain. And Astros, embrace the villain, all right? Give us baseball fans our diehards. Give us something to root for. Go with it, man. Just backflip it, man. Destroy teams. No mercy. Just go scorched earth on everybody in Major League Baseball. I would love it. Part of me would just be like, listen, as long as you lose to the Yankees, we're good. But just scorch earth it, Dane. It would be... What a story that would be come All-Star break, right? If they're like, if they're in first place, they're the best, they got the best record in baseball, and they're just sticking it in everybody's face. I can't wait, man. And again, that core of guys, we don't like them for a reason, Dan. It's because they don't look like they're very remorseful about anything. So embrace it, man. It'll be amazing this year.
So let me ask you something else. Yes, I agree with everything you're saying, Joe. They should come out. We'll see what fans do. We'll see what, like, I want to see what, like, in stadiums what the public address announcer does, right? Like, they can play any song, like the same way Bavona's playing songs, right? Mm-hmm. Couldn't the public address announcer, like, one guy on social media hit me up with, I think it was Ace of Base, I saw the sign, and it opened.
It's
my
classic,
eyes. Like, couldn't you just play that every time they come up for every single Astro? Couldn't you, you know, like, there's so many things that can be done, and they're going to be going through it, but they have to know who they are and embrace it. I think that would be the way to go. We'll see how it goes. The other thing I'm intrigued, and I know we'll get to preseason baseball and win totals out west, but Joe, any update? I heard that the commissioner's office was going to talk about the results of the Boston Red Sox investigation this week as well. And one of the things you said, Joe, was like, you know, Manfred, you know, he knows what he's got to protect, right?
Yep.
As in his role. But I haven't heard anything about the Boston investigation. That shoe is going to drop at some point also. Yep. And then they're going to have, you know, like another crack at the PR of it all with egg on their face. We haven't heard much about the Red Sox investigation.
The only difference is, though, we're already full into spring training has begun. So now that baseball is being played, this will no doubt come out as a news dump at 4 o'clock on Friday or something along those lines, guys. And it won't really be a story because we're too busy talking about which guy's hurt, whose teams, like, we're in baseball mode now. The games are being played. So Rob Manfred weathered the storm. The Astros were the villains. They're going to embrace that villain. To me, the only way you win fans back, and there is a significant portion of people who listen, right or wrong, they don't care one way or another. But if you embrace that villain role, there's a lot of people like Dane Wrestling. You're a big wrestling guy.
Sure.
The villains have more fans than the heroes, guys.
That's right.
I could see them turning the tables here because they're certainly talented enough. If they embrace it and don't let it get under their skin, if everything is a fight and they're okay with that, this could be one of the best Major League Baseball seasons we've seen in a long time, man.
They have already demonstrated that they are bad at going the remorseful route. You know what I mean? They don't know what to really say when the microphone's in front of them if they're going that route. Yep. So they only have one option left to them, and that's to pretty much embrace it and go the way you're saying. And I've seen some of them do that. Like, you know, when Jim Crane is like, I don't know if it would have had an impact or not on competitive balance. When Altuve's like, Bellinger needs to shut the hell up because he doesn't know the facts. You know, that sort of stuff. That's the other way they can go. And remember, there is still litigation out there, Joe, right? Yeah. Bolsinger and others. So they have to be very careful with their words when people put a microphone in front of them. But it's going to be interesting to say, I'm telling you.
Yep.
I'm still looking at A's and the Angels, Joe. I'm still looking at the A's and the Angels. I know you think they could and they're talented enough. I'm still taking the under on, I believe it's 94-95 wins. And I'm looking to see if Oakland or if the Anaheim Angels of or the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim can get rolling and start to scare those Astros.
I think they got one shot at doing this right. And if they embrace who they are and that identity, and they realize there's probably nothing, Dane, that they could do from an apology tour, even if they went and wrote
that
apology letters
that
in 162 games. That's gone. They can't win it back. So you got nothing to lose. If you embrace it as opposed to trying to fight it, then it's going to be a lot of fun watching the Houston Astros play this year. Did want to get to some of these spring training numbers in case you guys are so inclined to want to bet it. And yes, there are a lot of people who bet baseball in spring
training.
Same
as preseason
games.
Football.
Yeah, I'm not one of them, but there are definitely some people who enjoy it and do it. There's a way to go about it. But I did want to also mention quickly about the XFL had week three in the books here, Dane. And I thought what happened yesterday might be the best thing to happen to the XFL through 3 weeks, guys. And that was the D.C. Defenders laying eight against the Wildcats over there. And the Wildcats running them over 39-9. And here's why. First of all, most people did not look at the Wildcats as a team that, A, would ever be able to hold a team, especially D.C., to nine. But the fact that they hit the over and the Wildcats won a game, and I think it's important from the standpoint of you need to be able to demonstrate in this league, Dane, for us to be able to take it seriously. Teams can grow. and teams can get better. The coaching can get better. What we saw in week one is not week three. Week three is not going to be week. Like, you need, there have to be teams here that can't just be both ends of the spectrum. Nobody's going to beat them. Everybody's going to beat them. You've got to have games like you had yesterday. That upset, and upset of the year, really, in this league. I thought that was the best thing that happened to the XFL, is that as fans, we can actually look and say, well, 8.5-point dog, I didn't see that coming. You need more of that. We keep getting that and teams getting better. This league is going to be okay, Dane.
Yeah, so, you know, the idea of parity, right, on some level that we can believe in makes sense. Remember also, Joe, this was the team that fired Pepper Johnson as their defensive coordinator, right?
Exactly.
So maybe they knew something, right? Because the defense of the Wildcats certainly looked better against Cardale Jones. I also, you know, it was very, I got it by the skin of my teeth with a hook, but I was fading the other undefeated team this weekend, the Houston Roughnecks against Tampa Bay, because, you know, it was their first road game and it was Tampa's first home game. Tampa was a team that early in the season were one of the favorites to win it all, and they had given up defensive touchdowns in both of their games, Tampa. So I thought the 7.5 was just too many. I thought it was the week to start to fade these big teams. I said it early or late last week, Joe, after you were gone, and with the hook, I got it with Tampa Bay over Houston, and of course the same thing happened, fading the undefeated DC Defenders. It's going to be interesting. Now you want to see, right, you don't have a team running away with it. You don't have just a piss-poor team that's such an also-ran, although I think the New York Guardians are not going to be able to score many points from here on out. But now it's starting to come into focus a little bit more, Joe, and I think you're right. You know the other part, though? Greg Olsen is still in the booth. He got signed by the Seattle Seahawks last week, but he's still covering the game, the XFL games, really becoming a jack of all trades, getting ready for that career after his career, whenever it's done in the NFL.
And I love the fact that there were a couple of narratives coming out in the XFL so far this year, guys. And one of the narratives were, there's a big difference between home and away, and some teams haven't done very good at home on the road, but maybe getting home might help them out. But I can tell you this, it is great to see the people of St. Louis embrace this team. And that crowd, that stadium, guys, they love football in St. Louis. We seem to forget that. Like, these fans, these football fans in St. Louis got hosed, guys, got absolutely hosed.
Rams,
everything they did for the Rams, and then, boof, you're gone. I mean, don't get me wrong, it's a hockey and baseball town. But there's a significant portion of St. Louis, that fan base that loves football, that this is a great team to get behind, too, because you know what, Dane? They're not flashy. They're not. This is a tough-nosed football team that is, it gets a big fan base, and you're selling, what was it, 28,000 fans
28,
turned
so,
up
yeah.
in St. Louis. That's crazy, Dane. That's more than Charger games. Like, are you serious?
Yeah, I think the Wildcats in L.A. outdrew the Chargers in L.A.
Yep.
as well for both of their own games. At least they don't have to go to the silent count at home. And also, Battlehawks, you know, I was going to be interested in this, Joe, especially, you know, how we have the new kickoff rules in the XFL. Well, yesterday was the first ever kickoff return for a touchdown in the XFL.
Yep.
It was the St. Louis team against New York, but you notice they did a little end-around reverse in order to do that. I was wondering if we'd have any explosive kickoff returns with the new rule, with the two teams just lined up opposite each other, and they got it done. It took a little creativity, but we have our first ever kickoff return for a touchdown here in the new XFL as well.
And that's growth. To me, that's growth with this league. You're finding teams. Hell, even Tampa, guys. Yes, they're 0-3, Mark Trestman.
Tampa Bay team
that showed up is a million times better than what we saw the first couple of weeks.
They
were home.
At home.
Every one of these teams, with the exception of the Guardians, who might be the train wreck, they might be the Browns of this league. They're just an absolute train wreck, which is okay to have one of those. As long as you don't have four of those in a startup league. Yes, 0-3 to Vipers, I get it, but that Vipers team is a hell of a lot better than their record indicates they are, and I think we're going to start, like Houston, great record, they're winning, they're not nearly as good, that defense is going to be a liability down the road, there are definitely storylines in the XFL that are in the league's favor, Dane, that I think is going to be, it's going to be a lot of fun to watch. And we're not, like you said, we're getting special teams touchdowns. We're getting offenses. Johnson
we've seen the point conversion happen a few times now as well. You know, so people are starting to get their feet wet in this league. Week four, Tampa Bay again at home, hosting the DC Defenders, who were on the road in LA last week, now on the road in Tampa. Vipers are going to be 0-3. They're going to get points this weekend. I'm going to take those points.
Josh Johnson dropping dimes, too. A lot of XFL. Major League Baseball next. The great SportsGrid.com.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
All right, baseball is here. We'll go ahead and we'll talk a little National League West win totals here. But do want to talk a little bit about spring training and, of course, betting on spring training, which the betting public does not do, all right? So if you are new to sports investing, don't worry. You're not really missing out on anything. It's usually the limits are extremely low at books for spring training games. They're not going to let you go in and drop five dimes on a spring training game. So the limits are low, and there are a number of sharps who they follow baseball for 162 games anyway. They live or die when it comes to handicapping baseball. You'll find that, too. A lot of guys that are big basketball and love betting on basketball, they generally, there's so much going on between college and the NBA that by the time June comes, the last thing they want to do is talk about baseball. Some guys I know will only play the first half up to the All-Star break. They take the second half of the season. They stop handicapping because it's just too much. They want to get themselves ready for football. The football season, and that cycle continues. And the ones that do bet in spring training baseball, they are very specific on who they bet and the situations that they go, and mostly because the numbers don't lie, guys. Since 2005, spring training underdogs have won a little over 46% of the time. They have actually won and covered 46% of the time. So regular season underdogs, to give you a comparison, regular season underdogs, if you bet every one of them, 42%. So you're talking about preseason dogs cashing a little bit higher than what you would normally get during the regular season. But we've got so much variance and other things in these games here, Dane, that really changes the landscape of it. It all comes down to finding the underdogs, right, in situations, Dane, that you take them on the run line, meaning you get a run and a half. They don't bet them on the money line. They bet them on the run line. Why? Because of that variance we just talked about. A team who is a favorite in spring training, guys, really probably has no business being a favorite. They're just a favorite because of, hey, their roster looks good, but what it's, oh, it's a split squad. There's so much undervaluing going on in Major League Baseball spring training that concentrate if you're going to bet some of these games. You're looking for underdogs and home, by the way, home away doesn't matter in spring training, guys. It's all the same. But the run line, Dane, take the run and a half on some underdogs here this spring training, and you'll see how much it cashes. In fact, I believe spring training run line underdogs, 62%, Dane, since 2005. 62%. percent by taking the dogs on the run line. And in fact, if you take them on the road, like let's say, you know, you're playing down the, even though it's down the
street,
it increases to about 65%. Even though there's not a real big difference between playing in Jupiter and playing in West Palm, you know, the truth is the numbers don't lie. Take the run and a half and back some of these away dogs and watch go cha-ching, Dane. And they've been doing it now since 2005, guys, and they're profiting. So there is an edge to be had on the run line in spring training with underdogs.
That makes sense, all things being equal. You know the other thing that can happen in spring training, Joe, that does not happen in the regular season? Games can end in a tie in spring training, Joe. Okay, and so for me, even if that happens like 1% of the time, that's there's your difference of money line and taking the run line as well, right? Games, they're just like, all right, forget this. We're going home because I'm not throwing this guy an extra couple of innings. We don't need the extra at-bats. We got to get back on a bus, you know, somewhere. So that's just another important note on the difference between spring training. And I would think also, Joe, when we get into like these split squad games, you know, you can see a lot of the times a team will have like their A team go one place and their B team go another place. Check the beat reporters, check when the lineups and the rosters come out when they start splitting squads and playing, because you may get a chance, Joe, where I'm bringing my starters to come see you and you're playing, you're running your B team out there. Okay, so that's another thing to watch, but I like that. Give me a run and a half with everything
65%?
Else being equal on spring training. Sure enough, Joe.
I mean, you know, we're talking about a situation, guys, where spring training 65% since 2005. That's a winning proposition.
Listen,
guys,
Joe, any trend that has a six in front of it, I'm taking, whether it's 61 or 68. If it's over 60%, it deserves a second look here, and that's what we're here to give you on the early line here on Sports Grid.
And it makes sense. And you're going to have a lot of those games here, even today and all throughout the week.
Sure.
Just look on a couple. You want to throw a couple of bucks down? Take a look at some of these teams on the road, on the run line, who are underdogs, and just see this week how many of them cash
today,
and how much money you
today,
could have made.
You know, today, the Mets are plus 105 at Washington. Today, the Orioles are plus 125, and that's just straight up. That's the money line, so you'll get a run and a half if you want for that side if you want them to.
Love it. I love things that absolutely make sense. Now, of course, we got to try to figure out National League West. Is anybody going to beat the Dodgers? No.
Oh.
All right, let's just get that out of the way. It's not going to happen. Dodgers are going to win the West. The only question is, how many are they going to win by? When you look at what the season win total here, Dane, we got to 100, 100 and a half here. You know, to me, it's an over situation again, even though I don't think there's any value in it. Would I be shocked if they win less than 100? I'd be a little shocked, but not so much so that I'd be like, because again, at come August and September, Dane, when they already have it clinched, you know what I mean? So that would be my fear. But the Dodgers, they should win over 100 games this year.
I agree with you, but that's the same thing as we talked about with the Yankees, Joe. Mm-hmm. That number is just too high for me to want to bet it. Do I think the Dodgers and the Yankees will win 100 games? Yes, I do, but there's no value there, okay? I personally, Joe, I think the Diamondbacks and the Padres are both very interesting. One of them is going to have mid-80s in wins, be playing kind of wild card meaningful games in September. I'm not sure which one. For me, with the Arizona Diamondbacks, Joe, I believe, listen, they got Madison Bumgarner, right? Mm-hmm. I believe in this kid, Zach Gallen, to continue to develop a full season of Robbie Ray. A guy like Mike Leake is an innings eater. So for me, I trust a little bit in what the Arizona Diamondbacks have done pitching-wise. And then with San Diego, you know, we joke with Niffin because I hit that over bet last year, Joe. They're improved. I think they could still be a year away. But listen, a full season of Tatis Jr. under the radar trades to get a guy like Tommy Pham at the top of that lineup. And then pitching wise, listen, we liked the kid Paddock last year. I think a full season of Denilson Lament is going to be big. I think both of those teams, like, for example, I think they're better than like the also-rans of the Central. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But If I'm going to actually make a bet, Joe, I'm going to look towards the bottom of the division, all right? Because I do think the Dodgers are good. I do think, you know, Arizona and San Diego will be there. I'm looking at Colorado at the 72.5 and the Giants in the mid-60s, and I may go under with them. I don't know. The Giants are old to me. They don't have much to play for. They may be a team that sells veterans at the trading deadline as well and just lets it be a full-on youth movement. I'd be interested in the under with the San Francisco Giants and the Colorado Rockies and Nolan Arenado. They got to figure out whatever it is they're doing. It sounds like something's fishy in Colorado. It could go left there as well.
Mm. Yeah, it's San Diego to me, I think, is going to be the most improved team this year out of that division. I do like Zach Davies coming over to kind of bolster that rotation, give a little veteran leadership there. Sure. They're going to be able to hit, adding Tommy Pham, Trent Grisham, guys that have been in the league before. This is, you know, it was a lot of youth on that team last year, which
could take a huge step too.
And Machado's coming back for a second year in the city now, a little more comfort, a little more stability, I think, within the organization, and they added some nice pieces. So can they win more than 82.5 games? Absolutely. I do think there's some value on the over with San Diego. Arizona, though, to your point, Dane, you can't sleep on. You can't sleep on a team that just brought in Madison Bumgarner, Cole Calhoun, Stephen Voit. They brought in Hector Rendon, Junior Guerrero. They spent money. I mean, what for a division that everyone's handing to the Dodgers, you know, the Arizona Diamondbacks went out and spent cash. And San Diego, they were in the Mookie Betts. They were in the Mookie Betts business, guys. They were making offers. So both those teams really are making a run, maybe not to catch the Dodgers, but certainly the wild card is in play. I don't know how you can trust the Rockies. You know, are we trading Arenado? We're not. Right. It already seems like there's dissension going on in there. Can't trust the bullpen. Can't trust the starting pitching. They're a mess. And the Giants are on reset. So do I see the Giants? They are not going to be a 500 winning team this year, are they not?
The Giants are going to be an also-ran. I think the Giants, the Pirates in the Central, the Marlins in the East, those are your cellar dwellers, in my opinion. Let me ask it to you this way, though, Joe. You know, I think we all believe in the Dodgers. Would you lay like plus 250? I see between 2-1, 3-1 for the Dodgers to win the NL pennant. Do you believe teams out east, whether depends on who you like, whether it's Atlanta, the Mets, the Phillies, the Nats, or the Cubs or the Cardinals in the Central, are the Dodgers that much the class of the entire NL? Is the real
yes, yes, and they got a burning desire to get over that hump. So
I think
too
so.
Much talent, I think, with the Dodgers.
Even Mike's gonna have a great year for them. Watch.
Yes, I agree. Yep, yep. There's do or die now, Dodgers. No more excuses.
That's right.
Talk our favorite plays of the day next.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. California
love. All right, guys, welcome back in here. Loaded card tonight. Important games, in fact, in both college basketball and the NBA, as now we are on the stretch run for the NBA. It's Tankapalooza in some people's eyes that some of these teams are not there. They're going to be playing from this point on, Dan, in the NBA for ping pong balls. while others are going to not throw in the towel. They're going to, outside of the few upper echelon teams, including the Milwaukee Bucks, I think including the Toronto Raptors here, you can't sleep on them. Outside of the top two or three in each conference, there's a lot of jockeying for position going on right now and will. And I don't think anybody's thrown into towel in New Orleans. I think they're making a push. I think Memphis also going to make a push. And I can tell you tonight, you got 13 college basketball games. A couple are really important there for these bubble teams. And then you got 8 NBA games tonight where that'll include teams like, Memphis going at it here tonight, Dane, in a situation where – guess what, Memphis? You know, we know what New Orleans is doing. New Orleans has already announced that, hey guys, we're coming for that number 8 seed. We're not going to be backing down. So there is an opportunity to take advantage if Memphis kind of starts to roll back the other way. And it's a big game tonight for them, taking on the Clippers in LA at the Staples Center there. This is going to be a tough situation, man. And I love Ja Morant. I love what Memphis has done. But they've got to, if you're going to go out and win the eighth seed, right? You're going to make the playoff. You got to prove you can win a game like this. No?
You do. So let's see if they can do it tonight. You know what I mean? Yeah. And that's what it's going to come down to. And I was on Memphis late last week. They did not get it done. I've been on this Ja Morant team. But here's the thing, Joe, there's other teams that can slide. Would it be possible for New Orleans and Memphis to make it? You know, Dallas is banged up a little bit, right? Doncic and KP missed the game over the weekend. Will the Oklahoma City Thunder hang in? Like, we've been saying that how well they've been playing, but will they be able to hang in? We also think Portland is live to make a run. So the bottom of that Western Conference, I think, is going to be very interesting. Everyone below, I'll say Utah, I think the first five are definitely in. Between Oklahoma City and Dallas, if they fall, you got Memphis, you got Portland, and you have the Pelicans surging as well. Yurchev should be coming back for the Trailblazers pretty soon as well. So the bottom of the West is going to be very interesting. We believe in these teams, but they're all right around 500, right, Joe? So on any given night, who knows what happens?
Yeah, and Milwaukee, guys, at first, I believe it was a record. They were the first to be able to clinch a playoff spot this early in the season. Fastest team, by the way, in the NBA history to actually secure themselves a postseason berth. They have been just absolutely on fire. 48-8, guys. What can you say about what this team is? They are, we know, Pencilman, number one seed in the East. I think we've all kind of accepted that fact. Yep. They know how to pace themselves. They got depth there. They've remained healthy for the most part. And now it's just a matter of, okay, Giannis, and I think this is the reality of Giannis here, guys. Tonight, they've got a game now, on a back-to-back, right? They got a game that they should easily win here tonight against the Washington Wizards. On a back-to-back, who Bradley Beal drops 53 yesterday, and they still lose to the lowly Chicago Bulls. Now you got the Bucks in town, so it's a tricky spot, double digits, but I'm not betting against the Milwaukee Bucks getting the job done. I mean, like, hell, I don't care that it's on the road. They'll win this game, and that's the real tricky part this time of year. You're laying 12 points, 12 and a half points here, guys. Milwaukee's going to decide how much they want to win this game by.
Right.
And that's really up to them. The total's going to be up there because we know Washington, if nothing else, can score some points. They don't play a lot of defense. But Bradley Beal just dropped 53. How many is he going to drop tonight if he even plays tonight? So, to me, this is Milwaukee. This is one of these classic situations we're going to have from here until the end where some of these teams are going to be able to dictate what they win by. If they really feel like taking it to them on a back-to-back, then they can win by 20. If they don't care, they can win by 8. It's a tough spot.
Yeah, I don't know. Because of that, and because of that variance, especially at the end of the year, we do not know how how deep on the gas pedal the Bucks will be, or how many fourth quarters Giannis will play in, you know, as they try to manage his reps as we get into April and May. Joe, we just talked about kind of the bottom of the playoffs in the West. I'm looking at a big game tonight at the bottom of the playoffs in the East that's taking place in Brooklyn here tonight. Brooklyn Nets welcome the Orlando Magic. They are the current 7-8 seed. Yep. Listen, Joe, I think the Nets are better without Kyrie Irving. I've been touting the praise of Spencer Dinwiddie all season long. Him and LeVert, they'll be there. This game is in Brooklyn. The spread is only 2.5 or 3. I think Brooklyn can cover that number. I like the Brooklyn Nets tonight. I'll lay 3 points at the Barclays Center against the Magic.
Magic are 2-10 against the number in their last 12 overall. The favorite in this series, 9-3-1. In the last 13 meetings, I don't see how anybody could back Orlando in this spot. Although it is Brooklyn, and they've tended to be a little inconsistent here this year.
But I think
now that they know, now that they know he's not over the shoulder and he's pretty much probably going to be done, it might give a little more solidifying. Magic only averaging about 104 points on the road this year per game. So against a Nets offense that is much better at home than they are on the road, I think there's some value in that game as well. And, you know, just to prove the point, by the way, guys, with Milwaukee picking how many they want to win by, the last time these two played, which I believe was last month, the Wizards dropped 131 points on the Milwaukee Bucks. And still lost by 20. Oof. By 20. And they scored 131 points. So that's going to be the real challenge with a lot of these teams. Like, listen, Houston Rockets tonight, too, at home against the New York Knicks, right? Now, the Knicks, for some reason, it's amazing. They're 9-4-1 against the number in their last 14 games overall. The Knicks have been very profitable because the market has undervalued them here. Road team, 11-2 against the a spread in the last 13 meetings between these two teams. So Knicks getting 14.5 points. Dare I say the Knicks are the value play here tonight?
I mean, you could say it. You say it all you want, Joe. It doesn't mean I'm going to bet it. It doesn't mean I'm going to bet it. I hear what you're doing, okay? And I'm not mad at you. But the Houston Rockets, like, I'm scared of them, Joe. I'm scared of them these days with their new shoving all in on the small ball. I got one other play. Let's go to college real quick, Joe.
Go ahead.
We talk about who's good at home, who's not. You know who's really good at home, Joe? The Florida State Seminoles. They are so good at home that there is a zero next to their number in the loss column. And I know Louisville's coming in. This is a big-time ACC matchup, top of the conference. I'm going to lean with this home team. 2 points, 2.5 points is not enough for me to pay attention to the spread. Yep. I've seen Florida State. They even were without their leading scorer because of some like disciplinary action a couple of times the last few weeks. He'll be back. I like Florida State to keep it going on at home today against Louisville.
Going to be a tough game, guys. There is a little revenge on the ice for Louisville. They lost at home to this Florida State team back in January, early January, 78-65. I do like the over in this. Total is set at 140, 141. And both of these teams have been very profitable this year to the over. I could see this game getting to be, you know, a situation where they're trading back and forth for most of it. Overtime is not out of the question, I think, at all in this game here tonight. I think it's going to be a war of two ACC teams trying to jockey for position. And another tricky game in the Big 12 here tonight between West Virginia and Texas here, guys. West Virginia just been in a tailspin, guys. This is a team a lot of us thought were going to be going to be able to kind of wipe the floor down the stretch here. They've lost three of their last four, including a 67-60 loss to TCU as a 4.5-point favorite over the weekend. Texas and Shaka Smarts put it together. They've won two straight. They upset Kansas State as a 5.5-point dog. It's kind of these two teams trending in the different directions right now. I don't know, Dane. I don't know that I trust West Virginia at this point in this current form. What say you?
Listen, I think at this point in time, that's what you just mentioned, current form, okay? Mm-hmm. I think that's a big thing to start looking at. The committee even looks at that, right? Like the last 10 games that they play. Yes, I think, like you said, if Longhorns and Shaka Smart are rounding into form and we know that West Virginia is going the other way, I'm sorry, Venmo Brian, but we may have to bet against your squad tonight.
Yeah, and I can tell you this, that they did play earlier this year. It was a 97-59 victory for West Virginia. They kind of waxed the floor, but that was in Morgantown. This one's in Austin. So this is at UT here tonight. The total, interesting enough, has also risen from 125 to 127. And West Virginia, 20-7 to the under this year. Texas, 15-12 to the under. The market's pushing it up, Dane. I tend to lean under in this spot in this game.
All right. Interesting. I mean, there's no reason for me to not believe you. Mm-hmm. My other question, though, Joe, do you think the new number one team in the country has enough to cover a big number back at Allen Fieldhouse against your Cowboys, right, Joe?
I know. That's terrible. It's absolutely
number,
awful. I can't figure them out, Dane. Every time I've bet Oklahoma State this year, they've cost me money. Every time I fade them, they cost me money. So, I don't know. But
so they're a stay away for you.
It's huge game tonight because this is the kind of game that Kansas. You need to keep your eye on what's happening here. You can't beat Baylor on the road in Waco on
Saturday,
and then all of a sudden now and lay an egg at home to Oklahoma State. So they'll win. The question is by how much. So I'm going with the Brooklyn Nets. You're going to Brooklyn Nets.
Yep.
All
right. That's for me.
And then I think we're going to go over in Louisville, Florida State as well. So
that's good.
Enjoy, guys. Best of luck. Morning After is next. We'll be back tomorrow breaking it all down for you. Good luck tonight.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
These days, it's understandable if you feel anxious, stressed, or lonely because of COVID. You're not alone. CalHOPE, a program at the California Department of Healthcare Services, can connect you with resources for mental wellness. Visit CalHOPE at calhope.org to find tips and useful resources to support your mental wellness during these difficult times. Or call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere. If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.